This is Dairy Radio Now with Bill Baker.
It's time for our Feed Forum Friday with Dr. Mike Hutchins, Professor Emeritus from the University of Illinois. Brought to you by FeedWorks USA, supplier of Agolin Ruminant, the only feed additive certified to improve feed efficiency and reduce enteric methane. Learn more at theagolinstory.com.
Well, welcome to today's Feed Forum, and we're going to talk a little bit about the role of essential oils in ruminant diets. Our listeners may wonder, well, what is an essential oil? And basically, these are extracts that are coming from plants, roots, stems, leaves, needles, rinds, seeds, and basically are found in plants to give them some protection against predators, insects, for example, and also under stress conditions, it helps them out a little bit. For example, extracts from cinnamon, garlic, pine, oregano, those would be all candidates that could become essential oil. The word essential may be interesting to our listeners. It doesn't mean cows need these oils. They're not essential oils like essential amino acids or essential fatty acids, but they are essential that are produced by the plant itself. And so why the interest in ruminants, both beef and dairy? And the answer is because it's going to change rumen fermentation. That's the good news, Bill, because it means less protein degradation occurring when this product is in the feeding program. Maybe reduction of protozoa. Protozoa are always in the rumen, but they're not a friend because they basically feast on bacteria. And we can increase propionate production, which, of course, is a precursor for blood glucose. Another important factor is that it may reduce methane production. And that's a huge factor now with greenhouse gas production. And some of the research also reporting improvement in feed efficiency, which means we get more milk per unit of dry matter consumed by the animal. So the question is, are all essential oils equal? And the answer is, of course, they are not. Recently, in a webinar, we heard from a European presenter over 29 different sources of essential oils are available, primarily coming from Europe, because Europe has banned the use of ionophores for dairy cattle, and as a result, they're looking for something that can have that same metabolic role in dairy animals. When we look at oils, there's about 20-plus sources should I be using, or maybe it's a combination. That appears to be the more common answer when the research is being conducted. Then, of course, the question is how much, and this will make some of our listeners surprised. No, 1 or 2 grams is a lot of essential oils. In fact, if you overfeed the essential oils, it can really affect the rumen fermentation profile. And then, of course, as farmers will always ask, well, what is it going to cost? Well, what kind of return can I expect to see from my animals? And that brings up the last point in our discussion, and that is research. And when we say research, it has to be research that's been published in a journal, which means that a third group of people looked at the data and say this is correctly done, analyzed, evaluated, had enough cows statistically from that result. Another factor would be how consistent are the results. They're not always going to be 100% payback, but certainly how consistent do these cows respond to this, especially short-term, like maybe 4 to 6 weeks, versus long-term for the entire lactation. Then the question comes up, the rumen fermentation adapt to the essential oil? There's been some discussion this happens with ionophores in the B circle. Therefore, you lose the beneficial effects in the rumen itself. So that needs to be studied as well. And then, of course, the standard questions. What's the impact on components, milk fat, and milk yield as well? So our take-home messages are, one, to continue to monitor the research results. I think essential oils will be here in the U.S. They are coming across the ocean right now, and there's more interest because of the impact environment and the reduction in antibiotic use. Thanks. Have a great day.
Thank you, Mike. That's Dr. Mike Hutchins, Professor Emeritus from the University of Illinois. Feed Forum Friday brought to you by FeedWorks USA, supplier of Agolin Ruminant, the only feed additive certified to improve feed efficiency and reduce enteric methane. Learn more at theagolinstory.com.
People will say dairy farmers should help the planet. We say help yourself first. Introducing Agolin Ruminant from FeedWorks USA, the first and only product certified to improve feed efficiency while reducing enteric methane. Research shows a gain of 50 cents to more than 70 cents per cow per day for the cost of about a nickel per day. That's a return on investment of up to 14 to 1. Proven profits for you while having a positive impact on the environment. It's a win-win. More than 1.5 million dairy cows worldwide are fed Agolin Ruminant. Learn more at theagolinstory.com.
Dairy producers saw a nice $2 increase in the January Class 3 milk price, and the latest milk feed ratio inched higher, but there won't be a dairy margin coverage payment for the month. Not according to dairy economist Bill Brooks of Stonehart Consulting. He'll talk about it with Lee Milkey on Monday. I'm Bill Baker, Dairy Radio Now.